You're listening to SBS News.
Five simultaneous by-election campaigns are underway across the country, with hundreds of thousands of Australians expected to vote at the end of the month. The so-called Super Saturday of by-elections are a result of several political resignations over the dual citizenship saga. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull begins the campaign at a Tasmanian nickel mine.
We are determined to keep delivering for Tasmania, and we're determined to keep delivering to ensure there are more jobs. More jobs, better paid jobs, more highly paid jobs.
But as he tries to focus on the Liberals' chances in Tasmania, he also had to reject calls from within his party for drastic action to reduce electricity prices. Electricity bills have increased across Australia by an average of $100 to $300 a year, according to government research. As the energy debate continues, several coalition backbenchers are calling for a royal commission to interrogate the bosses of the nation's electricity companies. Malcolm Turnbull says that's not necessary.
The important thing is to get electricity prices down, right? That's the important thing. Now, we are making real progress there. We've turned the corner on electricity prices. You've seen price reductions across the East Coast as a result of the policies of my government.
And his policies don't include a royal commission. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission will report this week on the energy sector, more than 12 months after the government commissioned the review.
And we'll be releasing that report this week. It's a very, very comprehensive report. It'll bear a lot of careful consideration and discussion, but you'll have they have already conducted a very extensive inquiry. It'll be a very, very illuminating report.
But Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly says it's an idea worth considering.
Well, I encourage people to look at this issue and debate the issue as much as we can. We've got an ACCC report coming out. Let's have a look what their recommendations are. And then, if further inquiries are needed, by all means.
Several other coalition politicians have publicly called for a royal commission. The Greens MP Adam Band says his party will attempt to create a commission of inquiry into the sector, which has similar powers to a royal commission.
We could take a step towards re-regulating power prices in this country by getting members of parliament to back a full inquiry into the excessive profiteering that's been going on in the retail sector of electricity.
Any proposal would need the support of the Labor Party. Although it's been vocal in its support for a banking royal commission, it doesn't believe one into electricity is necessary. The opposition says the Turnbull government must immediately release the ACCC report to show why a royal commission isn't needed. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.